The Mystic's Almanac, Navigating Life with Science and Soul, with Judith Boyce. Power. As a child, I associated energy with Dayton Power and Light and the four smokestacks next to the freeway belching brown fumes. That coal-burning plant provided electricity and toxic dust for the surrounding region. Thankfully, now those towering smokestacks have scrubbers and emit very little smoke. Even more promising are newer sources of energy that require no fossil fuels, wind, sun, ocean waves, and perpetual energy machines like the Parandev motor. I think, too, of internal energy production. What sort of power fuels my life, and what motor drives it? Recently, my partner Jeff insisted that power can be used in two different ways, power over or power shared with another person. Like fossil fuel, power over is the norm in our society. Parents have power over children, hopefully a benign, loving power, but a sort of domination nonetheless. Bosses have power over employees, teachers over students, prison guards over inmates, judges over the accused. The motor for power over is position. Someone has power because of a structural detail, for example, the position he or she occupies in a hierarchy. Ideally, innate power would accompany that position. Sadly, though, the hierarchical structure often dictates, limits, shapes, and sometimes distorts the individual's power. The fuel for the power over engine is fear, greed, and/or desire to dominate. Power over, driven by fear, works supremely well in an emergency. A tornado hits, houses collapse or disappear in the winds, and rescue crews like the Red Cross move in with a reassuring sense of order and structure. Power over shines in emergency situations. Power with is a shared approach, a flattening of the hierarchy into a circular, or more accurately, webbed structure. Sharing power is the motor here. Like a river meeting and joining another, sharing power with others augments the individual's strengths. Most of the examples that come to mind for shared power are grassroots organizations. Western Colorado Congress, the co-ops I lived and cooked in at Oberlin College, the garden club my mother and all of the neighborhood women have nurtured over the last 50 years. The fuels for power with structures are shared resources, a sense of community, and consensus decision-making. Organizations that share power are messier, more time-consuming, more emotionally involving. Despite these drawbacks, these organizations usually are more durable. Decisions are made with the people you live and work with, who share the same interests, the same land, and the same history. I would add a third category, a type of power that has no external reference. This power cannot be described in terms of another, such as over, under, or with, because the power is innate. I call this power immanence. The fuel is connection with self, truth, the divine. The motor is being. Those who come to join do so by principle of resonance, rather than coercion or obligation. Inspiration, literally breathing in spirit, is the fuel for immanence. If I am operating from immanence, I have no desire to dominate, no fear that fuels my actions. I may have no intention of sharing anything with others. Those who arrive do so because of recognition rather than obligation. The Great Peace March for Global Nuclear Disarmament in 1986 began as a well-funded, highly organized structure. The group left Los Angeles on March 1st. Within 2 weeks of the beginning of the nine-month, 3,700-mile march, funds evaporated, and many of the 1,200 marchers headed home. Those who remained camped in the desert near Barstow, California, and completely restructured the organization. They became a village and elected Diane Clark, mayor of Peace City. They gathered donations and fellow walkers as they moved across the belly of North America. They became a moving, breathing caravan of resonant souls. Each carried his or her vision of peace and shared that passion with fellow travelers. The structure naturally disbanded when the moving city arrived on November 15, 1986, at its destination in Washington, D.C. Ideally, eminence would populate every structure, whether a family, a business, or a global movement. Because the fuel is internally generated, the motor never flags. Operating from eminence, I join the orbit of similarly tuned minds and souls. Together we stand, undivided, attuned, each shining in our own light.
Judith Boyce is a naturopathic physician, acupuncturist, and award-winning author. She lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.